Welcome to Abide's Daily Christian Meditations. I'm Tyler Boss. Today's meditation is brought to you by our partners at Life Audio. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. They've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and more. Head over to lifeaudio.com now. And remember, you can have full access to our meditations commercial-free. Just text ABIDE to 22433. For 25% off. Now, receive his peace as we meditate and abide in Christ. Welcome to this Abide Meditation. I'm Tyler. How have the anxieties of life overwhelmed your mind? Anxiety can be described as feeling uneasy, worried, or nervous about something uncertain. That describes a lot of life. So before we begin, take a deep breath and slowly release it. As you inhale this time, say, "Here's my life, Lord." And as you slowly exhale, say, "Speak what is true." First Peter 5:7 counsels us to cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you. God has very broad shoulders, and He does not have a limited view. He knows what's coming because He's already there. Nothing is uncertain to Him. Whatever is making you anxious today, the Lord invites you to cast all of those cares upon Him. It may sound simplistic, but it's part of the beauty of fully relying on a faithful God. He is truly Yahweh Jireh, and He is ready to take your anxieties from you the moment you release them into His loving hands. A big part of releasing our cares to the Lord is being willing to give up control and to accept that we don't know everything, nor can we fix everything ourselves. Only full reliance on the Lord will bring us the peace we seek. Gracious God, thank you for being trustworthy and reliable in all things. I'm sorry for being self-reliant and thinking I can manage everything on my own. I'm sorry for believing the lie that I can control everything. Lord, I don't want to be anxious anymore. I choose to cast all of my cares on you, knowing you will handle them better than I could ever handle them. Thank you for your provision and faithfulness. In Jesus' precious name, amen. As Christians, it's easy to forget that there is an adversary who wants nothing more than for us to be consumed by anxiety. Think about how your anxious thoughts are really arrows of the enemy that come at you unbidden. How can you shield yourself from them? Picture that now as you continue to breathe slowly and deeply. As you hold up the truth blocking every anxious thought. For many of us, anxiety has become more than just a passing feeling. It's become a stronghold. Perhaps you've been anxious for so long, you've come to rely on it as kind of a way of coping. Confess that to the Lord and ask Him to reveal the ways in which you've become dependent on worry and anxiety. Release your grip on the fear and uncertainty that has taken root in your mind. Now, as we prepare to read from 1 Peter chapter 5, focus solely on the truth of God's Word and fix your thoughts on peace, joy, and clarity. Listen as I read 1 Peter 5:7 in the English Standard Version. Casting all your anxieties on Him, because He cares for you. As I read that again, listen for a word that stands out to you. Cast all your anxieties on Him, because He cares for you. God cares for you. Every hair on your head is numbered. He fashioned you in His likeness. Every fiber of your being was created by His loving hands. How have you let anxiety steal the joy of knowing that God cares about you? Our adversary, the devil, wants nothing more than to steal, kill, and destroy. If Satan can steal our joy, kill our peace, and destroy our trust in God, he has robbed us of true life in Christ. Think about how the adversary has stolen joy from you. Use this time to say no to him and yes to God. Let the peace of God rule in your heart. Now, keep breathing. Keep breathing slowly and deeply as I read again from 1 Peter 5:7, this time from the Amplified Bible. Casting all your cares, all your anxieties, all your worries, and all your concerns once and for all on him. For he cares about you with deepest affection and watches over you very carefully. Speak aloud one worry that you have right now. Go ahead. And then tell God that you want him to have it, because you know that he cares deeply for you. Extend open hands upward in an attitude of release to the Lord. As you release that worry to the Lord, picture him handing you back peace and joy. When it comes to life's stresses and hardships, things may seem like they're almost unbearable. The Apostle Paul described his severe trials in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, from prison to beatings to starvation. His hardships were severe. But ultimately, Paul concluded this: God's power is made perfect in our weakness. Let me repeat that and dwell on this. God's power is made perfect in our weakness. Where do you feel weakest at this moment? Picture God's strength working through you as we read 1 Peter 5:7 one more time from the Living Bible. Let him have all your worries and cares, for he is always thinking about you and watching everything that concerns you. It would be wonderful, once we received Christ, if we were guaranteed stress-free lives. But this is a fallen world in which we live. There will always be trials and temptations until heaven. But God has promised to always be with us. Think of times you have strongly felt God's presence. Now, stop and think about the ways you've let life's trials overcome you. How have life's hardships caused you to be full of anxiety instead of God's peace? Psalm 94, 18 and 19 says, "When I said, my foot is slipping, your unfailing love, Lord, supported me. When anxiety was great within me, your consolation brought me joy." What are some ways you have experienced God's consolation? Imagine packing all of your worries, your concerns, and cares into a backpack. Picture this. When you try to heft that backpack onto your own shoulders, you bend double with the weight. Now imagine God coming along beside you. Picture that. In taking the pack off of your back, in carrying it for you, He is walking alongside you right now, not asking you to ignore those things, but asking you to trust Him. You notice your cares and worries don't weigh Him down a bit. Thank Him for His care for you. Let's pray. Lord, You are strong and I am weak. My fears and anxieties always threaten to overtake me. I ask You to take them from me. My cares, my worries, my anxieties, just take them all. And help me to do this. Help me to turn my what-ifs to even-ifs. Knowing that no matter what happens, You are in control and You love me beyond anything I can imagine. My life is Yours, Lord. Keep speaking truth to me. It's in the precious name of Jesus Christ that I pray. Amen. Until next time. May you abide in Christ.